A secret military mission to recover two sunken submarines led to the discovery of the Titanic. Discoveries are still being made at the Titanic's final resting place in the North Atlantic. The most recent dive there, the first one in 14 years, was just completed this month. And what scientists noticed this time around was that the ocean is swallowing up the ship. Bacteria and salt are eating away at the ocean liner's metal. The pressure of deep water currents is taking a toll. The ship's hull is starting to collapse into the sediment. Some of the staterooms are going with it. And experts expect the deterioration to speed up until the ship's remains crumble to the ocean floor. The ship that was once called unsinkable was gashed by an iceberg on the night of April 14, 1912. Less than 3 hours later, it fell to where it now rests in two giant pieces, about 370 miles south of Newfoundland, Canada. Of the more than 2,200 people who were on board, more than 1,500 died in the disaster. The dive team that studied the wreckage this month laid a wreath and held a ceremony in honor of those who lost their lives.